Welcome back to Dubline Squirrels Podcast. This is the podcast where podcasters get together and do recordings, and they call them podcasts, but I don't understand it at all.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today, so sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today, and here's just to name a few. It's better than hang gliding in a hurricane. It's better than catching the next flight on a really old plane. It's better than a Mexican restaurant way up in Maine. It's better than orders in Arkansas.
Yeah, those aren't oysters.
No. No, they're not.
Squirrels in the morning.
They've never even seen the ocean.
No.
Don't eat the hors d'oeuvres in Arkansas. I don't care if they tell you they can bring them on a half shell. They don't half shell. It's not seafood. Even though you can see it, and it's loosely food.
Loosely.
Just don't order the hors d'oeuvres. And
you can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, on today's show, Face picked a topic. What's the topic today?
Worship.
Worship. That's a good topic.
Jiggity jag. I had to get that in there. I've been trying to
between
get that in
every
here.
Show, oh. She's jiggity jogging.
Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right. Yeah, baby, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's rolling.
I do roll. You don't believe me that I roll, but I roll.
Daddy with the microphone.
See, Chaz isn't here, so I can play this song all I want.
I know. He won't let you play it?
That's right. Well, he frowns on it. He likes his song.
Now, here's the squirrel that you know has deep spiritual thoughts and lots of pizzazz. It's Jazzy Chaz. Jazz hands.
See, I always play it when he says something really stupid. So
so it doesn't really have good.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. Because originally he liked it because it was like very flattering. But Jazz I always hands. Use it to poke him in the eye. So yeah, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
But me, I mean, you know, come on. You can't make fun of it. I mean, this
Big Daddy with a microphone, not alone, kicking it live with homeboy Chaz. Got the pizzazz. Two blind squirrels and the girls podcasting long lasting. Check out the brain on Brad.
That's right. Check out the brain on Brad. See it? Uh-huh. Can you see it?
Uh-huh.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge, people. Huge. It's very large. What?
When you don't have anything nice to say, you shouldn't say anything at all. And that's where I'm at right now. So you know what I'm going to say?
Nothing at all.
Well, no, I wasn't going to say nothing at all. I was actually going to say something that you don't want me to say on the podcast. I don't know why.
The topic today is worship.
It is.
So what do you think? So what is your definition of worship? What do you mean by worship? How are we defining this?
Oh, well, in worship today, we're going to talk about worship in music.
Worshiping it in music.
Not just general, you know, worship as in study of, you know, we're going to, you know.
Well, I think we should.
Honoring God in worship, but we're going to talk about honoring God in worship in music.
Okay.
How about that?
So I think we should define what worship is so that we know. What is your concept of worship? Just honoring?
Well, yeah. So what you think?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying this word. I hate it when I use words that I don't truly understand.
You don't understand honor?
I understand honor, but I can honor my father without worshiping him. I can honor my dad, my earthly father.
I hope you don't worship.
I can honor my boss at work.
Don't worship
But I don't consider it worship. So
there should be more to it than just honor, right?
Yeah, you would think. Huh. I looked up the definition in the dictionary. It said reverent, honor, and homage.
Homage.
Says homage. It's just spelled exactly like that word that you eat for supper that your grandmother used to make, that stuff.
My grandmother never made it.
Boiled popcorn. What is that stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe it's a southern thing. Hominy? Yeah, hominy.
That starts with an H. And well, so does homage, but it's homage.
It says honor and homage. Honor and homage.
Honor and homage. Okay, anyway, yeah. So, there's no winning.
Well, anyway, paid to God, sack.
Every sacred time you say homage, I'm going to say, to market, to buy a fat pig, home again, jiggity jig. Why? To market, to buy a fat hog, home again, jiggity jag.
Why are you quoting nursery rhymes?
Because you hate that.
It's just annoying.
I know, that's why I like it. So is homage.
Homage is not annoying. It's a word. It's
it is
in
not
the dictionary.
A word. Homage.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, you said homage. To market.
No. No. So, adoring, reverence, or regard. Again, I don't understand the difference between worship and then, you know, like I worship the Lord. I think of it as a religious expression of love, a religious expression of love.
Most people think of worship of the Lord as just music, but it's not just about music.
No. It can prayer and
everything.
Yeah,
worship.
Obedience.
Your relationship should be worship.
Sure.
You but should be living out worship in your day-to-day life.
But worship is a hard word to define.
It is, actually. You're right.
Because it to me, it has a meaning all its own that, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's anyway. True.
So I define it personally as religious adoration.
So that you're not clumping in worshiping of Satan or worshiping of a rock.
Yeah, you could.
Right.
I think you could.
Religiously, you could worship money.
Religiously worship money, right.
You could worship your cat.
I would say that worship is to place something...
highly esteem.
Yeah, glorify something. Yeah. Make it appear.
Highly.
So now that we've got that out of the way.
Okay.
Let's talk.
But I want to talk about worship and music.
Worship.
I want to know what you like.
What I like?
Do you like choirs? Do you like
I like holy hip hop.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you like to roll with it?
I do roll.
Yeah.
Nobody believes that I roll. I roll, people. I'll go roll right now.
Okay, go.
Well, I'm podcasting.
Okay.
Don't tempt me.
Okay.
I got rims.
Nobody's holding you back, man.
I got a 1500 Chevy Silverado with rims and power windows tinted.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you tilt the seat back, you can't even see out the window.
Kick butt stereo. I crank that puppy on the thump. I'll be thumping down the road. Rolling. I bring it.
He brings it.
Because that's the way I rolls.
Yep.
They call me Slitty Rolls.
Slitty Rolls.
Slitty yes. Rolls.
Should only be one, two.
So anyway. I like... Well, first let's define the types of worship there is, right? There is Elton John worship. There is Branson worship. And there is freestyle fluid worship. Can you think of any more?
No, I think that covers it.
Of those, I think, well, you also have to include...
like traditional...
You have to include James Brown worship.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah.
So we got... Yeah, I'm going to add that.
You have to have traditional because Branson isn't necessarily traditional worship.
It's not?
No, it's more country worship. Traditional.
So how do you... What's the difference between traditional and Branson?
Well, traditional is more hymns with an organ. Branson is more... choir.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I got you.
An updated version of traditional.
So instead of traditional, let's just call it organ hymns.
There you go.
Okay. That way it helps me.
Anything to help you, man.
All right. Well,
I want to keep you rolling.
For what we had before in the past at our particular church was a sort of mix between organ hymns and Branson.
Yeah. Yep.
And
it was good for the over 50 crowd.
And I think it really traditionally, before I was a kid and went to this church, yeah, it was very much organ hymns.
Yeah.
But by the time you started coming to the church and me and you were going, it was more Branson-ish.
Yes.
And then the Branson leader,
yes,
retired.
Yes.
And we started our contemporary service. Uh-huh. We have two what they call traditional services and one contemporary service. And that was with Darren, and that was very much the freestyle fluid unbroken style, yes. Which is my favorite.
Yes, mine too. And that and because I like the simplicity of the guitar and the drums and the bass mm-hmm. and the piano. I like mm-hmm. the simplicity of that. Mm-hmm. I don't like the whole craziness.
Oh, I could just.
I like that, but not
for worship.
Not for drawing me in.
Right.
Because I like to listen to the choir and all that, but that doesn't really. I mean, it can draw me in, but it's more for my. Well, you know, I look at it as more for my entertainment pleasure.
The way I prefer.
That may be the my way own problem.
Yeah, I think this is very personal because the way I. Feel most the way I can worship most easily corporately when I'm talking about corporate worship mm-hmm. then for me to do that most effectively I like to be able to close my eyes and not have anything in the way.
Yeah.
I like to hear people around me and worship and get caught up in that worshiping together. That corporate type of worship, and you need a good leader to do that, mm-hmm. to lead you into the next song without having to open your eyes and read and all that kind of stuff. But it's okay. I mean, that's fine. I can look up on the screen and pretty much know what song we're singing or look over it and see what's coming up and then just close my eyes. And I like it. I don't like to repeat like forever, but repeat a little bit so that I can really get into it and repeat mm-hmm. it 2-3 times so that I can really feel the words and express the words in my heart and get my, you know, involve my entire heart in the worship process. And that is best done over a long period of time, unbroken, with nothing in between, except maybe a small prayer that draws us together, that we can all, you know, get involved in. And but there's no real transition between song. I mean, it's mm-hmm. all one long period of worship. And that's my favorite.
Yep.
We have now moved into, however, another style. Here just recently in the church.
No, we haven't.
We've moved into the Elton John style of worship, which
We haven't.
We have.
He just happens to be like Elton John, but we haven't moved into that style of worship.
Where you have individual songs. Now, they're
trying to do better. He's new. He's working on it. Uno momento, por favor. I'm a trooper, man.
We're back.
I'm a trooper.
You're a trooper. You're sticking it out. Well, I feel like, okay, you can disagree, and that's fine. I feel like that we are singing individual songs now. We are singing more complete songs and less choruses, and they're very much more singer-based and stylistically based. They don't seem to follow the crowd. They seem to follow the leader. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because when I close my eyes now, I actually hear him more than I hear the people around me. But that may just be maybe getting used to stuff.
I think that's you getting used to stuff.
Maybe.
Because it's actually been very good the past couple weeks.
It was much better last week.
Yes.
But I think that's because Darren did most of it. But
no, he didn't.
Okay.
I think you just have an issue with change and transition.
I don't like change. Change bad. Change bad, same good.
Yeah, I know. We all know.
Okay.
Yeah, we all got that down.
All right.
Yeah.
As long as we understand that.
Yes, we understand that completely.
I don't like change.
I know you don't.
Change is almost always bad.
No, not necessarily, no.
With one major exception in my life.
Now listen.
Yes.
Do we have anybody out there who likes, sorry, long pause, I was thinking to myself, who likes, I want to know what people like. That's what I want to know. I want to know. I want to hear.
No, they can't answer you this very second.
I'm not asking them to answer me right now.
Everybody speak up. Come on.
Home again, jiggity jog.
I didn't say homage.
I don't care. I just like saying that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyway, I want to know. So write in. Call in.
But
Jesus
write this,
freak.
But write it to Faith.
No, I want it all to Brad.
No. Because I'm not asking.
Send them all to Brad. And then he can play them and then I can listen.
It's It's faithhelen20.
No, no, no. Don't give them my email.
Yahoo.com.
You are kidding me.
You're asking for it and you're getting it. Because then you can respond.
You know what? Just because you want me to have a Gmail account doesn't mean you have to sabotage.
I'm not sabotaging.
You're sabotaging. You gave everybody in the entire world my email.
How many people you think listen to the show?
There's people?
Yeah, a few.
Oh.
It's like 12.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nothing. You're like as good as Kid Craddock.
No, Kid Craddock's got 14 people. He's got 14 listeners.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't compete with that.
Yeah.
So there you go. So what kind of worship do you like? You've asked me and you've asked them. Now what kind of music do you, what kind of worship?
I can't ask them. Do you not want to know what they're, you know what people? Since we've established that there's people.
Sure.
I don't think he wants to know what y'all think. I think that you need to all tell him what you think.
They do tell me what I think. And I have all I can do to keep up with what they think. I get lots of voicemails and it's all I can do to keep up with
them. While he's rolling, he can listen.
Yeah. I roll in
to what
listen.
You're thinking.
I listen to him. It's just to get him on the show. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No, but you were asking, so that doesn't do any good for them to send it to me. You said you wanted to know.
Well, you're the facilitator.
Who told you that? Have you been talking to Buford again? So what kind of worship do you like?
I don't talk to Buford. He freaks me out.
You didn't answer my question. What kind of worship do you like?
I'm sorry, my nose.
Nose issues.
I do. And my eyes watering.
And your eyes are watering. Ugh.
Okay. Music worship. I like, similar to you, I told you, I like having a leader with simple guitar. I like acoustic worship is my favorite, actually.
Acoustic worship.
Yeah, unplugged.
So the freestyle fluid thing.
Yeah, but I like unplugged worship actually better than
plugged
in. Yeah, I really enjoy that.
I do too.
It's very root, what do you call that? Back to roots, back to basics, kind of. I don't know what it is. It's just a preference.
I would prefer just to have a guitar, period. Yeah. That's it. I mean, I don't even need the drums. The drums are kind of nice.
It's kind of nice because it gives you a rhythm.
But that's it.
No, but so. I like the flowing from one song to the next. I would prefer, for it to be about 45 minutes.
Instead of 20.
That we have. I like to clap. And I have been known to dance in the aisle before, but not in our church. They'd pick me up and haul me out. Wonder what home I needed to be committed to. But Helen and I dance in the kitchen.
Sure.
Yeah. We have to praise the Lord.
I do too.
He said to dance, right?
I dance in the kitchen with you and Helen.
Yeah, but not that kind of dance. That's not worship dance.
Oh.
That's romantic dancing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let's go do some romantic dancing in the kitchen right now.
All right.
Well, this is Slitty Rolls and Snotty Nose signing off from Two Blind Squirrels Podcast. We hope that that you enjoy your evening or your day. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Jiggity jog.
Bye, Oscondias, everybody.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.